Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Time is an ever-present reminder. It moves along regardless of any event that is taking place in our lives. We must accept that time will travel at its steady pace and will carry us along with it. It seems when we are young that time stands still. When we are anticipating something, we must wait forever before the time arrives. It is not the same when we find ourselves having more birthdays behind us than those we expect to celebrate. Time moves so rapidly we hardly get to enjoy much of this anticipation. It comes before we can get ready for it. God created time and placed us within it. He ordered the sun and the moon to have their influence upon the earthly life. He separated the day and the night. He arranged the seasons to come and go as day by day time passes by. We invite all our listeners to share in some biblical studies on the subject of time. We hope you will stay tuned today.
More than anything, more than anything, I love you, Jesus, more than anything, more than
One of my dear sisters in the Lord shared something with me. She kind of hesitated as first to share it. In fact, she even prefaced her remarks with this warning. She said she knew that I would not like what she had to say. And then, though she believed it was going to trouble me, she told me anyway. Here's what she said. You're going to not like this, but you have some gray hair. We laughed. And as she noted later, if we stick around long enough, all of us get some. Well, I haven't lost any sleep over it. I'm not depressed. I haven't any plans to go get something to cover it up. It is one of those signs about the passing of time. Have you ever wondered about the old patriarchs who lived to be very, very old in comparison to our standard of age? I have. I've wondered about their view of life. They had hundreds of years to live on the earth. Do you think that folks who lived about as many years as Methuselah did felt old for a long time? When did they get old? When did they start getting gray? Did the passage of time start beating up like it does for us today? Or did they just live in such a different lifestyle than our technological age that it was just a slow, steady pace? Well, I wonder. Time is, and time will remain until it is stopped. There is an end of time as we know it in this created world. The earth is preserved by the Lord for the great destruction by fire. The earth and all of its works will be burned up. There will no longer be any sea. The heavens will melt and disappear. All the predictions point toward an end of what we call time. Time is set apart from eternity. The scriptures try to explain the difference by telling us that to God, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Time has no meaning, no power, no existence in eternity. It's no wonder the scriptures say that God's ways and thoughts are so much higher than ours. Just the thought of not being confined to time is so foreign to us. The longer we live, the shorter our time, and the more conscious of it we become. What are we to do? Ignore it? Accept it? Worry about it? I believe the scriptures also tell us how to use our time. Our passage says, make the most of your time. Jesus taught that we should not worry about the time that isn't ours yet. We should live for today, making the most out of today. He says tomorrow will care for itself. We are also taught not to get caught up with the regrets of time that has already gone by. Living with all the guilt and the resentments of the past can only strip away our use of the time we now have. James helps us to consider our use of time by comparing our lives to a vapor. And it appears for a short time, he says, and then it vanishes away. Since we do not know that tomorrow is ours, we should place our lives under God's will and live for today. Again, Jesus teaches that we should work while it is called today, for the night comes when no one can work. Those special instructions were given to his apostles in reference to his leaving this earth through his death on the cross. And since we live every day waiting upon the Lord's return, or are going to meet the Lord, we too are living in the daytime. And his instruction is for us to do the work of God while we have opportunity. There are constant reminders of time's passage. I guess I'll add gray hair to my list. But are we all in all these reminders being drawn to our preparations to meet the Lord? Are we placing ourselves into his hands and letting him use the talents he has given us, as well as the treasures that we have that he's brought into our lives? Some of the Lord's parables speak of our being prepared when he comes back into this world. There were 5 wise and there were 5 foolish maidens waiting for the bridegroom to come, and those who were prepared when he came entered into the wedding feast. When the Apostle Paul drew near his death, he wrote these words, I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. I believe this apostle was saying he had used his time in serving the Lord. He had used his day. He had made the most of his time. And he promises that the same reward will be for everyone who has lived longing for Jesus to come back. Time gives us all opportunity to prepare for eternity, and I hope that you are preparing for it today. If you are not, let me invite you to begin today. If you need help, if you want to discuss it, you want to study about, contact us.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
day the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Many will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool and thirsty ground bubbling springs.
Beautiful.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.